Fourth down. 2:17 to go in the game. Succuck can put the hammer down if he hits a 48-yarder. Swings the right leg through. It spins. It is up, and it is good. He got it just inside the right upright. What a fourth quarter for Kansas City. 5-0 for the first time since 2003. The Titans were the only NFL team Andy Reid hadn't beaten until today. Final score, Kansas City with 13 unanswered fourth quarter points. Beats the Tennessee Titans 26-17.
How about those Chiefs?
Give him a high five.
Hey, five is a beautiful number, but six is even more beautiful. Yeah. All right, hey, listen, Chiefs on three. One, two, three.
Chiefs!
60 minutes, man. We at home, man. We got a free.
One play at a time, one game at a time, all day.
Come on, baby, we got to get in there.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. We got a lot on the plate for this show. First of all, it's Raiders week, as the Chiefs renew their longtime rivalry with the Silver and Black, and quite honestly, trying to break a six-game home losing streak to Oakland. Plus, the Chiefs crowd will try to set a Guinness Book World Record to reestablish Arrowhead Stadium as the loudest stadium in the world. We'll go under the helmet with the fascinating Tamba Ali as he continues his assault on every offensive line he faces. And we'll have an exclusive one-on-one interview with a guy that's something between a big brother and a drill sergeant, Chiefs running backs coach Eric Bieniemy, who's helped Jamaal Charles adjust to Andy Reid's offense. And we'll take a look back at the Week 5 victory, a tough physical win over the Tennessee Titans. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking to go 6-0 for only the second time in franchise history as they entertain the Oakland Raiders. But first, tighten your chin strap, because let's go under the helmet with the relentless Tamba Ali.
Let's be great today, man. Let's just be great today, man. Take the field, man. Take the field. It's what we do now. Let's play. Let's play. Let's play.
I wasn't sure what to expect. Coach came in. He have a different way of doing things. He wants to blitz a lot. And I'm like, that means if we're blitzing a lot, that means people are going to be open. We're banking on that. We'll take the blitz over people being open. Everything was unorthodox. We got over 60 defenses that you got to know, and none of them are like the same. We don't really have a base. Like, we're going to come out and show you different things. And we spend more time walking through the defenses, always going over it. You know, because you tend to forget these defenses if he just calls it in the game. He's playing chess out there, and sometimes he's not putting pieces in position just to keep them there. It's a deception thing.
Hey, let's go, baby. Damn it on, man. Family on three. One, two, three.
Bam. We got to make sure we're doing what we know how to do at our best. We focus on what we do. We're going to study this team, and there are things they do well, but we can't be too concerned with what they're doing. We have to make them be aware about what we're going to do. And that's the mentality Coach Sutton's brought in. Before, we used to worry about, oh, man, they got this player. He can do this. He can do. No, we got these players, and they can do that.
Let's come out here and just dominate the whole game, man. Yeah. Come on, back us on three. One, two, three.
I remember past couple of years, we're enjoying playing defense, but we're not getting the job done. We forget why we're even on defense. We always knew we had a talent here. But to have a coach see our talent and then use it in the scheme that works the way it's working, it's been a blessing.
Let's go get this ball, man. We need another turnover, guys. We want that ball back. They took one from us.
I mean, we don't want to be on the field. That's our job. We want to get the ball back.
Gabbert, quick throw, intercepted right into the arms of Tamba Ali.
When you have a team that can move the ball and score points.
Touchdown, Kansas City,
I tell the guys, it's either going to be Pick City or it's going to be Sack City. So when you have that, we just want to get the ball back in their hand as quick as possible so they can put up points, so we can go through the things we love to do, rushing the passer and getting interceptions.
Fumble on the play! Kansas City's got that football and knocked out by Tamba Hali.
Justin and I, we've created this bond, but we make sure we're going to go out and compete against one another. And that's what makes it fun.
We're going to do something special today, man.
All right.
We want the best for each other, but we want to do well.
I had three people on me.
He's starting to understand what I've been going through, because now teams are starting to focus on him a little bit more. It's all in the realm of fun and playing this game and loving it and enjoying one another and knowing that we work hard during the week for what we're achieving on the field. We know we can be the best two pass rushers in the league doing this, and that's our goal. We say it all the time, man. We're the best doing this, and people overlook us, and we just want to continue to prove that.
Looks at the center of the end zone. Zips it for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Duck Dynasty! Sean McGrath, fear the beard!
He's been a good addition to the team, dog. Sean's been, like, a good addition. Like, yeah.
Like a solid killer. Right?
Yeah. That beard.
He wasn't in training camp. We came in with probably 5-6 tight ends. Unfortunate things happen. And we get Sean, the bearded guy. You know, Sean comes in and we don't know nothing. And then on Sunday we see him, he's making a lot of plays. You barely know the guy. It's like, man, that's great, man. This is going to help us. And, you know, Sean's a good player on our team. And he's done well so far. And we're going to, you know, keep rooting for him. It's a big game. It's a huge game to us. We're doing something special here. We have a chance to be 6-0. Apart from the divisional side of it, we know it's a rival. It's going to be emotional. We don't want to lose track of what we're trying to get done here. Every week we want to be 1-0. We'll play them again after this game, but it's about this week. It's about winning this game. Make sure that we get the W.
And I see a lot of fans out, because I'm out in the city a lot doing community service, and they just make you feel like family. You know, they tell you, they ask you about your grandma, they ask you about my grandma, my brother. They know pretty much my whole family from, you know, after the game, signing autographs at the gate. It's just, they're so friendly, they're so home-based, and, you know, I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Don't go away, because when we come back on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider, I'll sit down with an exclusive one-on-one interview with Chiefs running backs coach Eric Bieniemy. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi has everything you need to get ready for the game against the Raiders.
John Dorsey, general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs, is on the Sprintcast line.
I know y'all hate to hear this, but, you know, we're in the second game of the second quarter, and that's kind of how we're looking at it. This one just so happens to be a different type of game. It's one of those divisional games, which I know is very meaningful. I know the last time that the Chiefs won in Arrowhead was, I think, 2006. So, you know, there's some meat in here now.
I'm all about rivalries. I mean, I got it. I know our fans are going to be completely crazy. I know that our players will be fired up for it. These are special in the National Football League. You know, these type of rivalries get your juices flowing and get them flowing early. So, the black and silver, if anybody's wearing it, be careful. Just be careful.
It's Raiders Week. Everyone knows the bitterness and hatred that comes with the Chiefs and Raiders rivalry. Going all the way back to the days of Hank Stram and John Madden, it's been clear that these two teams do not like each other. You'll see on Sunday, the intensity of this rivalry is still strong. Here are the three main focus points for Sunday's matchup. First, defending home field. The Raiders have won the last six games in Kansas City, a streak that Chiefs fans are desperate to see broken. The 2013 Chiefs have done a lot over these first five games to prove that they're a dominant force in the AFC. But taking care of business at home against the Raiders would be another huge step in the right direction for the Chiefs. Second, Terrell Pryor. A former heralded college star, Pryor fell from grace before his senior season after reported NCAA violations and was picked up by the Raiders in the 2011 supplemental draft. After riding the bench for much of the last two seasons, an improbable sequence of events has landed Pryor back in the starting role. And he hasn't been bad. He's led the Raiders to a 2-2 record as a starter and has a respectable 97.6 quarterback rating. Keeping track of the Raiders' dangerous new weapon will be a big key to the Chiefs' success on Sunday. Finally, 136.6 decibels. That was the noise level that gave the Seattle Seahawks the world record for the loudest stadium earlier this year. Just as competitive as the team they cheer for, Chiefs fans have been organizing en masse to set the record straight in Arrowhead's favor. Representatives from Guinness World Records will be on hand during Sunday's game, and the noise of the crowd will be measured throughout the day. So something more than field position will be on the line when the Raiders face their first third and long on Sunday afternoon. With an exciting 5-0 start to the 2013 season, there's been a lot to cheer about in Kansas City. Add a showdown against the hated Raiders and a chance to set the world record, and you can bet that Arrowhead will be as exciting as it's ever been come Sunday afternoon.
Hand off Charles, trying the left side. He's got it! Touchdown! Kansas City! The Chiefs blow open the left side!
Okay, Eric, one thing that's very apparent is how good your running backs have been in the fourth quarter. What about building these guys to be the best at the end?
Well, I think it all started in training camp and probably more so in the offseason. I think Coach Reed did a great job in the way he structured it. We challenged the guys. I mean, challenging them with giving them a high number of reps, making sure the endurance is it's where we need it to be. But one thing I will say that I'm proud of, our guys are doing a great job of focusing and detailing their work and finding a way to finish.
Well, watching him with these younger running backs, let's start with your two young halfbacks. Let's start with Nile Davis, where he's at in his development, and how much more does he get integrated as the weeks go on?
Well, each and every week we always sit there and say, hey, you know what, we need to get Nile on the field. It's kind of hard getting him on the field when you're getting the production out of Jamal as we are, but he's actually been doing a heck of a job. He got in a few plays last week, played five plays, need to get him going more because obviously we don't want to beat Jamal up throughout the course of the season, but it's important. I had a great talk with him, just getting him to understand that, hey, with that responsibility, you know, comes a great deal of trust, so we got to make sure when you're in there, you're holding your end of the bargain. We don't want to lose a step.
Jamal Charles, we watched you at camp, and you challenged him. I mean, you got after him.
2-5, we're reading it, right? We still want to stay on what? That angle, right? Come on, be patient. There you go.
How did he respond to that?
He's been real good. And one thing, prior to us actually being on the field, I wanted to make sure that we can communicate, get to know each other. Because when you're challenging guys, you want them to understand that it's not anything personal. You want to make sure that they understand, hey, I'm attacking the issue that I see. One thing I think that can be a little deceiving is when you meet him, sometimes you'll think he's not as tough as he is. Kid is a tremendous competitor. He has a desire that goes beyond any means that I can explain. He wears a red badge of courage because he loves getting it in the mix now. He's a tough, gutty, gritty kid. He doesn't turn down anything.
Final question, EB, and it has to deal with the Raiders rivalry. A lot of new guys on this staff. Have you picked up the vibe of this rivalry of being around here this week, and what about the Raiders?
You know what? It's always good to play the Raiders. And I understand the history and what has taken place with these two organizations. I'm excited. I sent the text out to the running backs this morning saying, hey, fellas, it's Raider week. That's the best way I can say it without putting any other words into the mix about it. It's a huge challenge, obviously, on defense. I think they're doing a great job of running to the ball. Each and every week presents a different challenge to us. Our guys got to make sure that we understand the importance of now, and let's make the most of it while we can.
When we return, we're going to take you inside the huddle back in Tennessee with an exclusive look back at how your Chiefs got to their second 5-0 start in franchise history. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The Tennessee Titans just might be the most physical team in the National Football League. The game was expected to be a street fight. But for the fifth straight week, the Kansas City Chiefs were the better team in the fourth quarter on offense, defense, and special teams. Let's go back to Nashville and show you how the Chiefs got to 5-0. Holds us back in downtown Nashville. Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs have captured the thoughts and the imagination of the NFL pundits. With a gutsy 4-0 start, the Chiefs have had a defensive renaissance, leading the National Football League with 18 sacks. And Tennessee, too, has awakened the echoes of its recent past with defense. And the Titans might be the most physical team in the league.
Let's go, make play, go three. 1, 2, 3, make play.
For Kansas City, defensively, they have to prepare for Chris Johnson, the running back. He is the key for them. They want to run. The Titans are like the Chiefs. They have not given up the football in four games. I think it would be a dogfight out here for Kansas City this afternoon because that's the type of game it's shaping up to be.
DB, go 2, 1, 2.
DB. That's right, dog. Let's go, baby.
Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Smith wiggles free, fires it late, and he's got McGrath at midfield. Good punt by Colquitt, who played here in the state of Tennessee. Bounces inside the 20, now the ball's kicked. The ball is live inside the 5. It's loose in the end zone. Kansas City's got it. Touchdown, Kansas City. A fumbled punt by the Tennessee Titans and recovered in the end zone.
A bootleg play, first and 10 from the Chiefs on 36.
A throw it long. Avery comes back to the ball and catches it in front of the left corner. Jason McCourty at the Tennessee 20-yard line. The Chiefs go deep on first down.
It's like a 3rd and 11 out of the shotgun. Alex Smith now throws the ball late, dumps it off to Charles, stumbles, gets up at the 15. Forward motion, he's up to the 18-yard line.
That's the way to work, huh?
Take your charge, huh? Titans 17, Kansas City 13. Charles in the eye, Sherman's in front of him. Handoff, Charles trying the left side, probing, he's got it! Touchdown, Kansas City! The Chiefs blow open the left side!
Touchdown! That's what I'm talking about!
High formation set, Fitzpatrick's gonna throw! He's gonna be sacked by Dontari Poe back at the 9.
Poe came screaming up the middle right past center Rob Turner. This ball sails on him, but he's got a receiver on the right side. Now pulled away by Cooper. Cooper yanks it away from the defender.
Cooper just ripped it away.
It's a great play by this kid. One guy wants it more than the other.
Time to be great, D. Let's go.
Fitzpatrick throws down the middle. The pass is going to be intercepted off a deflection. Demp picks it off at the 50-45 downfield block. And Demp is out of bounds. Tipped by Brandon Flowers and picked by Quentin Demps.
This just falls in line with what that Chiefs defense has done today.
Swings the right leg through. It spins. It is up and it is gone. He got it just inside the right upright. Ryan Suckup, 4 field goals for Kansas City. And the Chiefs take a 26-17 lead with a hammer down field goal from Suckup.
And Kansas City's 5-0 for the first time since 2003. The Titans were the only NFL team Andy Reid hadn't beaten until today. Final score, Kansas City with 13 unanswered fourth quarter points beats the Tennessee Titans 26-17. Thanks for joining us on this week's show. Another big game. It's a division foe, the only AFC West game the Chiefs will have until mid-November. Plus, it's Raiders week, and the Chiefs crowd will try to set an all-time world record. Next week, another big AFC foe comes to Arrowhead. The Houston Texans have never lost in Kansas City. And we'll get you ready with our entire 65 TPT crew right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
toss power trap.